and the war. So we've got, I'm just watching a video here about Glenn, with Glenn Deason and someone called Peter Schiff, CEO of Euro Pacific Asset Management. It's called Peter Schiff, The Economic Collapse is Accelerating. And he describes quite clearly what's going on. So you've got, this could be made into some cartoon or something. So you got the Americans. They used to produce things, good things, and sell and become rich. Then they realized it's much cheaper to produce those things in China, India, and so on. So they found industrialists, factories, things like that, set them up to produce products that then they could buy. Okay. So they are buying products. And these other countries are getting dollars as payment because the dollar was established as the reserve currency and all of that. However that happened, I forgot. Maybe it has something to do with the petrodollar. So that means these other countries, they have dollars. What to do with those dollars? Well, then they can invest them in U.S. bonds and the stock market and all of that, which is now what the people in the U.S. more and more work with in offices, buying, selling. Middlemen work. Things like that, and the stock market. So the money that are being used to buy things from the other countries, where do they come from? They are created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve or whatever. So they create money. And they buy things with those money from other countries. They get dollars. They can invest those dollars, which seems to be, well, the best thing to do since they are dollars. And there we go. The Americans have money because they are making money from thin air. And of course they work in these offices and do their stock market things and they make profits from that money that they can take from for their work. And then they buy these products that are made in these other countries, bought with dollars that they make. So then the dollar starts to become less popular and tariffs, sanctions and all of that are put there. And anyway, he explains then that the dollar becomes less worth. Forgot exactly why that happens. It means it becomes more expensive to buy things from abroad, and those countries with their factories and all that, they start selling to others, which means the Americans become more isolated, take care of themselves, have to get their own industries together again. And yes, maybe they become poor. And he says, well, the rest of the world will benefit because they are free from that dollar. So yeah, I mean, if we're optimists, then why not?